I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Pirates manager Derek Shelton in just a moment, who was on with Joe and Ron yesterday. One thing, though, my feelings on Derek Shelton, and no matter how you feel about the Pirates, and we get this all the time, well, I can't stand the owner, or I'm a big Pirate fan and I'm going to stick with him. Like, there's a big, long, sort of expansive, there's a lot of different, there's a lot of room on the continuum where you feel, and we've heard it all, believe me, we've heard it all. We've heard of from people everywhere on this continuum. No matter how you feel about them, you can feel however you want to feel about them. I'll just tell you how I feel about Derek Shelton. I was thinking about this yesterday as he finished up talking to Ron and Joe, and I kind of feel for the guy that he had it all funneled into making his Major League Baseball managerial debut. He had kind of, you know, built up and built up time to do this. It was a goal of his and an aim of his. He's, I don't want to say worked his whole life for this, because you don't know you're going to be a manager in Major League Baseball, but he got into this endeavor to coach, to manage, to do all of it. And then something unforeseen like this happens. I mean, if you just have human feelings and you just have compassion for people, it's just a real kick in the ass for Derek Shelton. I mean, there's no other way for me to put it. I don't know how other people feel, Chris. I have a lot of compassion for the guy that he's wanted to start his dream job, and everybody's going through different things in life, but on that level, proportionately, it sucks for him. It really does.
Yeah, I mean, you get the opportunity to do something that a lot of people in the game of baseball dream about doing. You get to be a manager, and something that clearly he's turned his career toward over the last several years, and that opportunity's laid out in front of you, and you're churning through spring training, and yeah, it's a rebuild, even though your GM doesn't want to call it that. So you know there's going to be some hurdles and some obstacles, and you get to the point where you're just about ready for the season, and then the rug gets pulled out from underneath you. And yeah, for anybody, but especially for Derek Shelton, who I think seems like a pretty good dude, it's got to be tough.
Yeah, it has to be. And Derek Shelton spoke, like we said, yesterday on 93.7 The Fan. He's going to do a lot of regular hits during the course of the season, is my understanding, with those guys, which is great to have kind of an open line of communication with the current manager that they're going to have. And, of course, they asked him, so what do you know about the proposed plan or any real plans to play baseball anytime soon, especially this sort of biodome, bubble-less bubble, if you will, in Arizona? What's the story there, Skipper?
Everything is speculative, and we all want to get back to playing games. And until we really know what's going on, it's hard to even say, like, yeah, we should do that, or no, we shouldn't do that.
So long story short, no one knows. That's what I take from it. What you read is what I read. The communication internally is something that's probably with the Players Association, with a few sort of guys that are in charge of that within the league and within some other medical people. And there's a whole lot of people, because there are a lot of, it has a large constituency, and not everybody's been communicated with. Man, I really don't know. I just kind of follow along with what you guys follow along. That's what I take from that, Chris.
Yeah, it illuminates the fact that I think what MLB said in their response, it would have been the night before last, of, hey, this is just, we're spitballing here, folks, just like the rest of you, and we're just trying to think about different plans that may work when we do get an opportunity to play baseball again, so that we can kind of work through the logistics in a discussion format, figure things out. That's all we're trying to do, is just throw things out on the table and see what kind of plans may work or may not work, what may make sense and what might not make sense. You know, if anything, that I think, I know for players and managers and people that work for the teams, it's not any more reassuring, because you're still just as much in the dark as the general public. But I also look at it in a positive way, in that baseball's trying to figure things out. And some of these plans, the more radical ones, are probably going to leak out. People are going to hear about them, and that's going to give us something to talk about. But the players and managers and coaching staffs and, you know, administrations of these different teams have no idea if we're any closer to any of them becoming reality.
You know what just came across my Twitter feed as a total aside, totally in a different realm. I don't know why and what the timing is of this, but how about, do you remember when Freddie Kitchens wore the Pittsburgh Started It t-shirt and it became a big deal? I think back on that. Was that a big deal or not? Or do we need more of that in sports? I don't know why that just came across my Twitter feed. Somebody's tweeting about that this morning. if he would have won, everybody would have eaten it up, right? Is that one of those things where the jury was out because of if you win, people love that. If you lose, people think you're an idiot.
Well, if you manage to be in control or is somewhat in charge of a team that is full of big personalities, you can get away with that. Like, Mike Tomlin could have worn a Cleveland Started It t-shirt, and it wouldn't have had nearly the same effect, I don't think, as Freddie Kitchens, a guy who never really seemed to have control of what was going on in Cleveland, wearing a Pittsburgh Started It t-shirt, if that makes sense. Like, an established guy like Mike Tomlin, who people respect, like, they'd look at him wearing a shirt like that and go, oh, look at Coach Tomlin trolling Cleveland. But no one would question whether the team was actually in line behind him or not. When Freddie Kitchens does that, you wonder, do Baker Mayfield and Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham and Myles Garrett and all those guys have any level of respect for Freddie? Or do they just kind of look at him like the rest of us look at him and go, Freddie Kitchens, I don't know, I guess he's our coach.
The coronavirus has been great for the most random stuff coming across your Twitter feed at the most random times throughout the day. I'm serious.
Choose three of this. Choose three of that. No, I don't want to choose three, okay?
Right. That. We'll get into one of those a little bit later on in the show. There's so many of them, but I don't know why that came across right now, but it conjured up great memories. I actually didn't bother me as much as it bothered a lot of people. I thought it was pretty funny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.